Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and it includes the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those calls for that free angel advice, I'd like to say once again hello to everyone and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Once again, welcome to my regular listeners. You do mean so much to me, and I've heard from so many of you. Welcome to my new listeners and to all of you who are listening to this information, either archived on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes, where you can sign up and download the shows for absolutely nothing. It's free to join. Before myself and the Posse of Angels bring to you today's show, which, by the way, is called Joy to Yourself, Joy to the World, I'd like to remind everyone that with this holiday of Thanksgiving just passed, we've officially entered into the holiday season. And if you are looking for an enlightened gift to give that consciously awakened person on your shopping list, how about giving your family and friends a gift that was created and infused with the love and blessings of the angels? My book, Angels of Faith, takes the reader on a journey of remembrance to reconnect with the amazing journey back to our real home in spirit. I've heard from many people who have read this book, and they have told me that their eyes have welled up with tears and their hearts are deeply touched as the channeled material in the book helps the reader remember the extraordinary feeling of love, acceptance, and wholeness. And there is a peace that is in our divine, inherent, eternal nature. If you have someone who meditates or is new to meditation, my beautiful, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, takes one on a beautiful angelic journey of reconnection with healing music, sound effects, and the sound of my voice. This CD helps bring peace, clarity, and harmony to one's life. Both of these products can be purchased on my Angel Healing House website. Please go to www.angelhealinghouse.com. I'd like to acknowledge those listeners that are on the line. If you are new to the show, I do take about 10 to 15 minutes to introduce the topic, and then we will go to the switchboard and take some of your phone calls. So please, 813 and heart to heart, please hang on. So I recently had lunch with a very knowledgeable and experienced friend of mine. She has been a healing practitioner for many years, and she's studied and attained certification in a number of alternative forms of therapy. She's very proud to have studied with highly recognized teachers and mentors and learned spiritual gurus. And while she has happily devoted her life to her various professions, when we met, her whole body language and posture actually seemed to be anything but happy, and her breathing was all full of sighs. When I asked her what was wrong, she began to cry, and she told me that her healing practice had fallen off considerably, and that if she was not allowed to be of service to others through her work, then she had no idea what it was that she was supposed to be doing with her life. First of all, I told her that as far as I was concerned, as far as the notion goes that we're supposed to be doing anything, well, I told her it actually interferes with our free will and our free choice. She went on to say that it was her soul's purpose in life to be of service to others. And at that point, I wholeheartedly, without one smidgen of hesitation, listeners, I said to her, "No, we are not." And she, like you, might be quite surprised by my answer. You know, I went on to remind her that before each and every one of us incarnates, we sit down with the Great White Brotherhood, the Etheric Council, or as I lovingly call them, the Elders. These wise beings, angels and ascended masters, they form a group of highly evolved, sage and enlightened souls that help us write out the contract of the life for our upcoming incarnation. The contract is for us to learn our lessons so that we can grow spiritually. It's our contract, and it's ours alone. Our main soul purpose is to serve ourselves, to serve the divine within ourselves. And once this is done, then the natural flow on would be that in a direct or an indirect way, the rest of the world would be serviced and would benefit by us being joyful. So you might ask, okay, what does it actually mean to be joyful? Well, through my healing practice, of which I've had for 10 years, Angel Healing House, I have seen many examples of well-meaning people who have focused on nothing else but to be of great service to others and have sacrificed their time, their effort, their money, their lives to be of service to others, and as such, their health and emotional well-being has suffered tremendously because they did not balance their lives with honor, respect, and serve the divine part of themselves first. Basically, by not doing this, they expended all of their energies and ended up with no fuel in the physical or emotional tank to give to others. You know, listeners, I was not surprised by my conversation with this particular colleague, this other healing practitioner, as I've heard from many, from several clients over the past few weeks who also had the same concern, as some part of their lives has come to an end. You know, when I asked the Posse of Angels what was going on, they replied that although humans are highly intelligent, in the majority of cases, they're very slow to acknowledge what it is that is not working in their lives and to make new movements in order to move forward to that which actually gives them joy. Many of these people have decided for quite some time that there's been a decrease in what they've been doing, but they've chosen to focus on their lack of clients, their lack of money, and I guess they're just focusing on plain old lack. The Posse of Angels told me that with the planet of communication Mercury being retrograde for the past 3 weeks, and I've explained this before, listeners, when the planet of communication Mercury goes backwards, it has many of us reviewing, reevaluating, even reconsidering what we formerly did and how it may not suit us anymore to who we are now, as we have, as a collective, a conscious collective, have changed so very much in the past years. The reason for this is that we have been through enormous energetic changes that have helped us transmute and transform old programming belief systems that in many cases saw us helping and saving humanity while putting ourselves last. You know, as I stated in the previous show, everybody, it seems, and their pet dog, who was of love and light and like-minded, had a vision or a dream of opening up a healing clinic in order to heal the world. The Posse of Angels are saying that that vision was of the utmost importance to get as many people to shift their energies to a higher vibration, really to hold as much light as they could in order to dispel negativity and help the world to ascend in consciousness. Now that we've pretty much fulfilled that part of our mission, and might I add, we were very successful at it, we all get to realize the second part of our soul's journey. And although we all have very different sets of fingerprints, the Posse of Angels are saying that you might be surprised to hear just how similar our soul's purposes are. So like my dear colleague, have you been searching elsewhere or everywhere, high and low, to discover your soul purpose? Are you no longer resonating with some part of what you have been doing for the past years, and you long for something more in line with who you are now? If you have, firstly, let me tell you, you certainly are not alone. And secondly, with your focus on searching externally, you will never, ever find it. The Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're saying that with the momentous day of 12-21-12 nearly on our doorsteps, we all get to graduate. We all get to ascend from looking outside of ourselves for the fulfillment of our soul's purpose and focus on the perfection of the present moment, of who we are in this present moment. For it's in the present moment that we all have the choice whether to create joy and experience joy regardless of our circumstances. The Posse of Angels is saying that when we sense that our present or our now begins to seem perfect, then we know that we are truly living our soul's purpose. which is and always has been, to be joyful. Something deep inside of us knows that in all of our questing, our striving, there actually is no there out there. With all of my colleagues' certifications, her life achievements, the many people that she's helped, and her much sought-after recognition, well, she was no happier and joyful than if she had not set one foot upon her chosen journey over the last 20 years. When this colleague, along with all of us, becomes consciously awakened and aware that we are already living our soul's purpose to be joyful, then our lives will begin to reflect that awareness of joy in all areas. By living our soul purpose of joy, instead of striving and searching for it to be fulfilled in some murky, unknown, distant future, we all have the opportunity to embrace the joy and happiness and intimately experience it in our hearts. In fact, the posse of angels are telling us that because we are such powerful, limitless beings, that when we have mastered joy within, we then continuously keep creating a reality filled with joy. Well, the posse of angels is saying that much of humanity is now choosing to embrace and wake up from a long, programmed, induced sleep of our own making. In our sleep state, we allowed ourselves to be distracted and diverted away from our joy. This distraction came in the form of a frantic quest to fill our lives with things that we chose to believe would make us joyful and happy. Well, the truth, listeners, of the matter is that when we decide to put an end to all our thoughts and conversations about how our life would be wonderful when a certain something happens, or I'll be only happy when I achieve some such out there, we can then focus on the now and nowhere else. When we truly understand this and still ourselves long enough to stop our elusive search, then we can start to recognize that there is nothing that is more important and perfect than where we are in this very moment. The posse of angels are reminding us that it's in the present moment and the choices that we make that will create our futures. And because of this, they are urging us to savor the present moment, knowing how important it is for our journey on our path of life. And dear listeners, please do not wish it to be any different or changed, for there is much to learn from what we have created. And the more you live and create from joy in the present moment, then you are consciously establishing your future and a planet that is filled with a constant overflow of joy. Before we find out more of what the posse of angels are reminding us of how to shift from searching for anything outside of our present moment to living from pure joy, let's take some of your phone calls now. Heart to heart, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
And how is the weather in Georgia today?
Actually, it's really nice. A little cloudy, but it's nice so far.
Oh, lovely. And so what are your questions or comments to the posse of angels and myself?
Well, I wanted to see if there was a message that maybe the angels would have for me.
Okay. The posse of angels that I am a part of, they understand how everyone's lives are segmented. You know, we have our relationships, we have our career. They like you to be a little bit more specific in an area than particular in your life.
Okay. How about my work regarding my career? My work.
Working career. Well, the first thing that the posse of angels often say when somebody mentions work and career is, do you absolutely adore what you're doing?
Not anymore.
Okay. They're showing me a coat that's a very small coat, and you're trying to put it on, but it doesn't fit you anymore. They're telling me that this job served a purpose when you first started it. How long were you at this former job?
I'm still here. I've been here for about 5 years or so.
Okay. They're saying that it was a very important job for your growth, that, you know, when you undertook it, there were people that you needed to meet there. Some were deemed positive, others deemed negative, but truly any people we bring to ourselves, and some of the most important of those people, brings to us great contrast for us to learn strength and respect and honor for ourselves and all kinds of things. So they're saying that this job was very beneficial for your growth, 5 years. But like I said in the topic today, we are truly at a stage where we feel like there's, you know, been there, done that, like, you know, we are over what we've been doing, and, you know, we're ready for the new to come in. So this coat that's become too small for you, which is the job that you're in now, do you feel like it's the job itself, or it's the area of work that you're currently in?
I think a little bit of both. I've been doing this type of work for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in sales, but the business is not doing well at all. It has really just is stagnated. You know, there's nothing going on. There's no business, nothing going on. And I know that at any minute we're going to have to close the shop down.
Okay. So, and what they're telling me is that you have actually heard the alarm bells to leave and do something else before this. There's been a little bit of a niggling inside of you that has, you know, thought maybe around the 2-3, even maybe last year, you know, I feel like there is something else there, out there for me. But, you know, when the alarm bells are not so loud about us moving on and doing something else, you know, we're happy to have a job, especially in this, the way things are. And you think to yourself, well, you know, I have a job and, you know, I'm comfortable and why look elsewhere? You know, if it's not broken, why fix it type thing?
Right.
And if we really need to be moved on from somewhere, the alarm bells will get louder and louder and louder. And now certainly with the impending closing of the doors, you know, you're wanting to leave this almost sinking ship before it actually sinks. So we never miss out on any opportunities, parents. That's what they're saying to me, you know, like, you know, just because you didn't leave before doesn't mean that you're going to miss out on anything. But they're also saying, with the topic today about being in joy and allowing yourself to be in joy, they're saying, what would Karen do if she had all the certification in the world, if there were no obstacles, if there were no blocks? What would you adore, absolutely adore doing, Karen?
I would like to go into the restaurant business.
Okay. Is this as there's so many different aspects, you know, they're saying, do you want to be a chef? Do you want to be a waitress? Do you want to be a caterer?
Actually, while this business has been, you know, not doing anything after I leave here, when I get off, I go and work at a restaurant.
So really?
That's what I've been doing. I manage a restaurant, and I really like it. You know, I like, you know, interacting with the customers, and it gives me something to do. I'm a people person.
Okay.
And here, unfortunately, I don't have no customers. I have nobody to talk to. I'm just, you know, twiddling my fingers.
Well, this is, they are smiling. I can tell you that and when the posse of angels smile, I mean, it just feels heavenly. It feels delicious. It feels warm. It feels lovely. They're saying, Karen, get yourself to a restaurant. They're also saying that the new moon is coming up. And the new moon, this is a very important new moon at all listeners. Us, Karen, and myself on December 13th. And they want you to write down, and if you have a pen there, maybe you could write this down.
Sure.
Okay. They want you to write down, thank you for my amazing job as a manager of a restaurant, of an incredible restaurant. Okay?
Okay.
And once you've written that down, say, thank you for the amazing like-minded people that I work with. And thank you for the extraordinary people that I meet when I am managing this restaurant. This new job is going to bring to me ease and grace and joy, prosperity, wealth, riches, passion, and fun. Actually, cross out fun and put fun at the beginning of all of those things.
Okay.
Because that's the key. The coffee is saying, I had it backwards. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the key to our who we are, is our joy and our fun. I want you now, Karen, to read back what I just said to you, what you just wrote down. Read
okay.
it. Read it with joy in your voice, and read it as if it has already happened.
Okay.
Go. Can you read it aloud now?
Oh, you want me to read it out loud now?
I want you to read it out loud now as if it's already happened.
Okay. Thank you for my amazing job of an incredible experience. Thank you for the light-minded people that I work with, the extraordinary people that I meet, and the fun job that I will have with the people, and the pay and everything is going to be awesome in that job.
Okay. How did that feel when you said that?
Great.
That felt great. And mm-hmm. life is meant to feel great. Life mm-hmm. is not meant to be us doing something for a paycheck and then feeling awful. Life is meant to be doing something that's fun and joyful and creative. Let's see what cards come out for you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. The first card is the High Priestess. And do you know tarot at all, Karen?
Do I know what?
Do you know tarot at all?
No.
Okay. The High Priestess is that part of us that is coming from a spiritually opened, aware, conscious, awakened spiritual side of us, and bringing it down to the earth plane. There is this part of you that is that knows that the restaurant business and managing it is going to enliven you. It's going to resurrect you. It's going to start a new phase of who you are and bring out that absolute joy inside of you. So this is a wonderful card. And the two is about partnership, is about partnering yourself. They're telling me not with a particular person, but this job will be able to partner yourself with life itself, with the very life force inside of you. Oh, I get such a good feeling about this. The next part is the King of Wands. King of Wands is in this instance, there's going to be a particular person there. It could be a male, could be a female with male tendencies that is going to be kind of like a mentor in many ways. You're going to feel like you've known this person before, and it's just going to be, like I said, with ease and grace. And this new change of who you're going to be is going to be like you're changing back to that fun, joyful person that that's been hidden for a while now. Oh, and then of course the Death card is that there's new beginnings starting for you in your life. So it's this all bodes really, really well, Karen, for this upcoming job. And they're saying, yes, is there an opening to do this full-time at the restaurant you're in now?
There is. I've been doing this for a while, and it may sound crazy, but I don't feel like it's crazy. I've been doing it for about 5 or 6 hours a day for a long time. I'm helping a friend at that restaurant, but I'm gaining the experience, knowing that this business has been coming down, but. Although I'm not getting paid, I know that the experience itself, I can go to any restaurant, even if it's not that one, that I'll have the knowledge and the tools that I need to get going with it.
Okay, but yeah, they're shaking their heads yes, and they're saying that this restaurant has provided you and reawakening you to the passion that you feel. I'm just asking them if it is actually another restaurant you have yet. They're saying yes, 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 yes. It's mm-hmm. actually another restaurant which you will be walking into and saying, I am competent, I am, you know, fully aware of all the duties that it does take, and I've had experience in this, and you can get a written referral from where you are now, and they're saying just open your arms wide to receive the new that is coming for you. But I would actually do that new moon ritual on December the 13th, and the ritual goes like this. You go out and sit under the full moon. I know it may be a little bit cool in Georgia, but you sit under the full moon. You speak those words to the full moon. You read them out from a piece of paper. Then you burn the paper, and then you ceremoniously send the ashes, you know, out. And then you let go of the how and the when your new experience is going to come in, because that's not within your control.
Okay.
What's in your control is just the desire and the intent in your heart on making this a reality to manifest for you. They're saying, and then. Keep your eyes open. Yes, you can make movement towards what you want. You can go online and look at jobs. And certainly around Christmas time, you know, there's a lot of different overload in restaurants and venues and things like that. But it doesn't really matter what time of the year. If you're supposed to be doing this, that at any time, you know, when it's the perfect divine moment, someone will leave a place and an opening will be made for you in the perfect place, Karen. I can guarantee you that.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much.
Now, I also have a newsletter, an Angel Healing House newsletter. I would love for you to be on that list. If you want to be on that list, you can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Keep me informed of where you end up and how you go furthering your delight in being a restaurant manager.
Thank you. I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Karen. And really, her phone call was so much in line with what we're speaking about today. I noticed that there was an 813 number that dropped out. If you can call back that 813, I would be delighted to take your call now. I was also going to say that she has heard the alarm bells that have gone off for a while, too, and so many of us have, that what we're doing no longer resonates with who we are now because of the enormous energetic changes that we have been through. And we are not truly not the same people we were a year ago, 2 years ago, certainly, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Some people say they think they've changed enormously just in the last 3 to 6 months. But this is awakening that part of them that knows that they long to have that fun and that joy brought back into their life. They're the only ones that can do it. And to put forth that intent and desire in their hearts. So before the phone calls, the Posse of Angels and I were speaking about this new shift of the ages that has all to do with our stopping ourselves from searching for our soul's purpose, just starting to choose to experience it in the perfection of the present moment. You know, we could all have our desires and intent to finding that which we love doing, but if we are not present if we're not in the present moment, then those signs and those signals that come to us, we will miss, and we won't be able to manifest, and we won't be able to action our desires. The Posse of Angels explanation for this is that every time we take our consciousness from the now in order to seek something that will bring us joy, well, we actually leave our own joy behind, because joy can only be experienced in the present moment. They are saying that the majority of humanity has been told to seek and you shall find, instead of going within and reaping the abundance and the perfection that truly has been there all along. Now, from an angel's perspective, I can tell you that as abundance is our nature, we will always be provided for, and we are more guided, protected, looked after, cherished, and adored than we can ever, ever possibly imagine. Okay? So a lot of times people don't think that they're abundant, and they don't think that abundance is their nature, because the abundance hasn't come in the way that they want it to come in and in the timing that they want it to come in. So if you're one of those many people who might be experiencing if one of those many people who are not experiencing being in a state of joy yet, it's most probably because you're still busying yourself in pursuit of looking for your joy elsewhere. You're looking for it everywhere else. You know, I'll be happy when I achieve this. I'll be happy when I find out my soul's purpose. And you're not in the present moment, even if your life is not all that joyful now. It helps us immeasurably to know that every one of us, each and every one of us, has a God-given ability to attain and hold on to a constant state of joy, no matter what. So the Posse of Angels are really telling us here that joy is actually a state of the heart that we choose to perpetuate, and it's not dependent on anything or anyone else. The reminder is that in order for us to remain in this lovely, beautiful state of joy, it would benefit us greatly to make choices that take us from feeling powerless to feeling joyful. And the more we consciously put our attention and choose joy in our lives, the more joy will magically show up for us, and it will manifest in our lives. Now, please take note here, listeners, that if this is all very new to you, that you actually have the choice to be joyful or not, regardless of circumstances and past events, it may be a huge stretch to suddenly think that you will immediately be in a state of joy and elation all the time. The moments of our lives and the emotions that we choose to apportion to those moments happen with every single solitary thought that we have, every single word that we utter, and every chosen feeling in our heart. You know, people think that, you know, their thoughts are random and their words are random and the feelings that they choose to hang on to are random. Well, none of this is random. It is a conscious decision whether you want to put your emphasis on being positive or put your emphasis, your words, your thoughts, and your feelings on being negative. By becoming conscious of making all of these, your thoughts, your words, your feelings, making all of them filled with joy instead of searching for joy elsewhere, you've already started on a very, very new journey of joy for yourself and building an extraordinary joyful foundation for all areas of your life. Now, quite frankly, having personally experienced what it feels like to have the profound understanding that I have and always have had the option and the power within to live in a state of joy if I choose, regardless of anything else, I can tell you, listeners, that it feels extraordinary. You know, I do remember a time when I was not awakened, I was not conscious, and I would wake up every day and I would feel as if I was not. I had very low self-worth. I felt that I was a victim of other people. I was codependent. I blamed and apportioned fault to others, that my life wasn't as I thought it would and should be. And having lived, I can't imagine having lived that way, but I know I did. And I was in such a fog that I couldn't even see myself, my way out of there. And it wasn't until I actually went within and I connected to the divine within myself that truly amazing things started to happen for me. When I turned my life from putting my emphasis on the negative to putting my emphasis on the positive, miraculous synchronicities and magic started to occur for me. When I decided to live in joy, no matter what, I became, actually, the word I use is I became proactive in my life, and I decided to see everything as a miracle. In this one thing alone, I ceased reacting negatively to people and situations, which not only stole all my emotional and physical energies, but it took me out of the magic of now, the magic of joy. You know, I had an email from one of my clients this week, and she told me of the struggles that she was having with her sister-in-law and how that was creating such friction and irritation, especially around the holiday season. I said to her, she said, how can I not be affected by this when she goes totally against everything I believe? And I told her, I said, up until now, you have been irritated because you have put your emphasis on expecting her to live up to what you want. I said, the greatest thing that I did in my life was when I took my emphasis off of expectations of anyone else. And the only thing that I did was that I allowed them to walk their journey, to walk the path that they were walking on at that moment. They had every right to have their thoughts and their feelings and to say their words. That was their free will and free choice, and I did not interfere with that. I allowed them to have that. I was able then to detach from it because I thought to myself, this is not my journey. This has nothing to do with me. This has all to do with the choices that they're making in their life. Of course, if they were abusive and, of course, if they were negative, then I limited or cut off completely the communication because nobody should be disrespectful and dishonoring to who you are. But I limited the visits and the calls and the time, the effort, and what I was giving to the relationship, and I honored myself. But that was most important for this listener to understand that it's somebody else's journey and not our journey, and to allow them to walk their own journey and have their experiences. In fact, the most important part of our lessons in this physical incarnation as spiritual beings often is our lessons coming in contrast and adversity, because those are the lessons we take most note of, and we really, will learn those lessons when they come in hardship. And we will remember them, and we will feel so good about ourselves having endured and to actually overcome whatever that is that's been presented to us in our lives in contrast. So, again, by choosing to live this way, as I said, when I was awakened to this, I was aware that I was instigating another step in allowing myself to be joyful. I loved myself enough to truly stop expecting so much of myself. Not only did I take expectations off of other people, you know, how many times do people get irritated because they expect another person to act in a certain way? When you don't have their fingerprints, you don't have their programming, you don't have whatever paradigm they're coming from in order to make them react or act in a certain way. So so not only did I take the expectations off of other people, but I took the expectations off of myself. I loved myself enough to stop expecting so much of myself, especially since at the time I was already giving 100% of my best efforts all the time. I changed my whole way of thinking that my life would be great if my expectations were only fulfilled, to expecting the best without having expectations. I expect the best in life. I believe that these are mine and they are coming to me, but I take off any expectations, as to how and the when they are coming to me. In this way, listeners, I allowed myself to realize that I am truly a child of God, and as such, I am under the care and the providence of divine source and the angels. Now, in this deep, heartfelt knowledge, I allowed myself to have my intentions and my desires for my life again, but I let go of the how and the when that they should manifest for me. For I knew that these had nothing to do with me. That's the concern of God and the angels. The posse of angels are applauding these words, saying that the more we can be joyful and thrilled about our desires, then we actually work in conjunction with divine source. By being miserable and worried and stressed that our desires have not manifested yet, or they've not manifested in the timing that we want, or how we think they should have, or in the way that we want to control how they appear, we're working counter and against them ever manifesting. You know, listeners, when you choose to be joyful, your energies inside of yourself, well, they're bright, they're illuminated. They're of such a high energetic frequency, and the energy inside, if you actually, if somebody could take a picture of somebody who is bright, is positive, enthusiastic, is having fun, they choose to be in joy no matter what it is, the picture would show that the energy inside of them is flowing naturally in a beautiful straight line, and it's not diverted in any way. So when we choose to be joyful, our life force energy flows. It's actually flowing with ease and grace. When we choose to be joyful, our energy flows in this way, and it naturally then attracts people and events that also flow with ease and grace as well. As a result of a life of joyful ease, the flow-on effect is that life no longer is a struggle. It's no longer challenging, and it certainly is no longer hard. By embracing our divine state of joy, it brings to our life and dispels worrying and fear about what could, what should, or would happen. How many times, you know, have you said, oh, I wish for this, but I could never do that, or I shouldn't do that, or what would people think? So a lot of times the child in us comes out and wants to be joyful and wants to have fun and wants to take off a coat that is too small for us, a coat that perhaps a relationship has gone past its use by date. And certainly we will not bring anything to ourselves as long as we're holding on to something that is not honoring for us. As Karen has experienced in this job that she's in, she's known that it's like a coat that's been too small for her. She had the inkling to go out, and she drew to herself this part-time job as a manager in a restaurant to help a friend out. Certainly she's not getting paid for it, but it's funny how life works in that she took the step forward. Now she has 6 months of experience being a restaurant manager, and when the news starts to open up and the news starts to come in for us, she'll just step very easily into this beautiful job that is going to be waiting for her, and that she's going to be co-creating with God and the angels, saying those things around the new moon. Now, just to remind everybody, the new moon is coming up on December 13th. Now, when the new moon comes up, it's very important for us, maybe even a week before, a couple of days before, to write out those things that we would love to co-create in our lives and to see manifest. Maybe it's a new job that you want. You can say, thank you, God and the angels, for this extraordinary job that I have now. I work with extraordinary people. I meet exciting, helpful people. The connections and the opportunities that have come to me, make my life blossom, make my joy and my gifts and my talents be able to be used. And write out whatever it is that you desire and that you hope for coming true. Have the trust and the faith that it will come true. Believe in it. And then on that night of the full moon, you read out what you have written down. And then you will let go. Actually, a lot of people even burn the piece of paper in ritual and then send the ashes and know that it is done, it is done, it is done. That's it. You don't stress about it. You don't worry for it. You don't even look for it to happen. You know that your prayers have already been answered. And just to be vigilant in that present moment, to look for the signs and look for the signals and the absolute synchronicities of something opening up for you. Yes, you know, if it comes to mind to look in the paper for a job or to look online or, to ask a friend or something like that, yes, every time, action your intuition, take a step forward to it, because you don't have to know it's around the corner to have that faith and to leave what you have in order for something new to be presented. I like the expression that we only learn faith by having faith. And then certainly when you let go of something that has become too small or dishonoring in your life or is no longer joyful for you, you're opening up your hands to receive something more incredible for you that will help you learn, help you be challenged, help you grow, and help your life be full of the most amazing experiences to help you be more of who you are. So just in closing, well, really by choosing to adopt a life of joy for ourselves, actually something indirectly happens. Other people become aware of how excited you are with your life. People often note about me how enthusiastic I am, how passionate, how happy I am in living this life of who I am. And I always emit this no matter what. One great thing about being enthusiastic and passionate and excited about your life no matter what is that it's been shown that happy people have increased immune systems. And the higher the frequency, the energetic frequency in the body, the more the immune system is charged, and the more the immune system is charged, the healthier the person is. I mean, that the research has been done on that. So people will be intrigued by your happy nature, and they will love to be in your energies. They'll love to be in your energies. They'll love to find out more what you're doing. They want to have that enthusiasm, that passion, that love of life, that fun and joy that you're having. By choosing to be joyful, you are actually radiating and reflecting your own divine, eternal, inherent nature out to the world. And others will consciously, and most of the times unconsciously, sense that deep down, this is also who they authentically could be if only they would allow themselves to adopt this way of living in absolute joy. Once you start living like this, and you're actually not doing it for any purpose. You're not doing it to attract people. You're not doing it to attract more business. You're doing it because this is who you are. This is who you inherently are. You are joy. You are fun. You are a child of God that is meant to be your natural state of enthusiasm and bliss and passion and absolute excited joy. But people don't think it's their natural state because they've lived 180 degrees different from this all of their lives. And so when you start to actually get back to that deep, deep knowing that you are a child of God and that you have every right to have fun and joy and be enthusiastic and excited about your life, what happens indirectly is that you will become a magnet for life. Life will just envelop you, people and situations and opportunities and connections. They will seek you out because they want what you are having. And you're not doing it because of that, but because you're doing that because you're living your natural state. And that just about wraps the show up for today about our show, which is Joy to Yourself, and then the flow-on effect is Joy to the World. I want to thank the callers that I had today, and if you would like to be reminded of all Angel Healing House shows coming up, please remember to go to the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site, find my cheery, smiley face on the Blog Talk site, and push the follow button underneath. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and there will be shows on Christmas morning, new shows on Christmas morning, and also January 1st. If you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please send me your email and your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, which is Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, which both can be purchased on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing. This can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Call me on 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please, listeners, allow your radiant light, your enthusiasm, your excitement, your joy, and your fun, and your passion, and allow them all to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.